You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he used his first telephone conversation with US President Joe Biden to invite the new American leader to visit in September to mark the 70th anniversary of a bilateral defence treaty. Although that may be difficult for Mr. Biden to commit to due to the immediate challenges he faces and busy schedule as the new US president, Mr. Morrison was pleased with the conversation's tone.
I had a very warm and engaging call with President Biden, and we appreciated the opportunity to have that conversation at an early phase amongst the many nations that they've been engaged with early on in that process. He sees the Australia-US relationship as providing the anchor for peace and security in our region, and that is true. We share that view. In terms of our relations between Australia and the United States, there's nothing to fix there, only things to build on. And we intend to do just that.
Mr. Morrison also said his US counterpart reacted positively to the invitation.
He told me he needs no special reason to come to Australia. He loves the place. But they would very much like to be in Australia at some point, and we'll see how that progresses. But a very keen enthusiasm to come back to Australia.
The call comes a fortnight after Joe Biden's inauguration. While Donald Trump's presidency is in the past, Mr. Morrison says little has changed.
Remembering that it is 20 years since September 11, and we stood with the United States then, as we always have and always will, spoke of the fact that Australia looks to the United States, but we never leave it to the United States. We do our share of the heavy lifting in this relationship, and that is absolutely respected by the President and appreciated.
The pair also discussed ways to address global and regional challenges, including relations with China, defeating the coronavirus pandemic, and combating climate change.
We will continue to work together on the key global and regional challenges and in the Indo-Pacific, and there is an absolute affirmation and understanding that we are in this together. We are absolutely in this together. Whether it's on COVID or whether it's on the economic recovery, global and regional security issues, the multilateral initiatives and reforms that we are partnering in, but also achieving a net zero pathway through technology.
Mr. Biden's approach to climate change is in stark contrast to his predecessor. One of his first actions in office was to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and commit to net zero emissions. Before his election, he vowed to lobby countries to set more ambitious targets and confront leaders who don't. Greens leader Adam Bandt says Mr. Biden is just being polite and that Australia's relationship with the US will deteriorate if Mr. Morrison doesn't take the climate crisis more seriously.
It must have been an awkward phone call when Joe Biden wanted to ask Scott Morrison about climate change. I wonder if Scott Morrison told him about the time he held up a lump of coal in Parliament or how he wants a gas-fired recovery. I think these conversations are going to get more and more awkward for Australia and for Scott Morrison. Pretty soon, Scott Morrison's not going to be able to duck and weave over a phone call. He's going to have to meet Joe Biden face-to-face. At April 22nd, there's going to be an international climate summit hosted by Joe Biden. Australia's going to have to do more than vague talk about technology then. We're going to have to come up with some targets. Joe Biden wants Scott Morrison to act.
Shadow Health Minister Mark Butler called on the federal government to commit to significantly lowering emissions alongside other major powers.
Every single state government, every single business organisation here in Australia, including the National Farmers Federation, our biggest airline, our biggest mining company, our biggest bank, have all called for a commitment from Scott Morrison for net zero emissions by 2050. Over the last several months, we've not just seen Joe Biden elected with that commitment, we've seen China, South Korea and Japan make that commitment as well. It's time for Scott Morrison to stop sort of trying to straddle both sides of the fence here and unambiguously make that commitment.
A phone call with Mr. Biden wasn't the only unique conversation Mr. Morrison had today. He also spoke with the global head of Alphabet, which is Google's parent company. It threatened to remove the Google search engine service from Australia in response to the government's proposed media bargaining code. Mr. Morrison described the meeting as constructive.
I've been able to send them the best possible signals that should give them a great encouragement to engage with the process and conclude the arrangements we'd like to see them conclude with the various news media organisations in Australia, and that is the best way to enable that matter to be settled. And we discussed some of the specifics of elements of the code, and they raised those matters, I think, very respectfully. But I think we've been able to get that into a much more positive space. But at the end of the day, they understand that Australia sets the rules for how these things operate, and I was very clear about how I saw this playing out.
The laws would force technological giants like Google and Facebook to pay for Australian news content. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.